Well, it never hurt us to go to Curtis, so I thought we'd check in with Mick at Mick's Bait Shop today on the Isthmus of Curtis and see how the festivities went this past weekend for 4th of July. Great celebration there for such a small community. Plus the fishing. We'll see what's going on in both lakes around Curtis and maybe a couple other spots around that region as well. So let's head to the eastern end of the UP and dial up Mick here at Mick's Bait Shop in Curtis.
Shop, this is Mick. May I help you?
Mick, Adam from the Outdoor Show. You got a little time for us today?
Sure, Adam.
Wanted to give you a call. I haven't talked to you in a little while. I have been off the air, and I'm on a new station now.
Oh, really? Awesome.
If you tune into 103.3,
okay,
you're going to be on in the 4 and the 6 o'clock hour.
Awesome. 103.3, got her.
All right, so let's talk about the fishing. How was last weekend? A lot of people?
Yes. Curtis had a wonderful celebration here yesterday, actually. It was our 4th of July celebration. So
I heard it was a fantastic night last night with fireworks and everything.
Yep, it was one of our biggest fireworks shoot. They did over $7,500 in fireworks they shot off. So
that is a lot for a little community like Curtis.
We try very hard to raise a lot of money to make this thing go. So, and the parade was awesome. The ones that did the parade put it together did a great job with it. So,
all right. That's really cool to hear. Now, you had a lot of people there. Were there a lot of people buying bait in your shop?
Oh, yeah. Yep, matter of fact, we got bait in yesterday morning again to make sure we had enough. So,
were you getting close to running out?
No, but I don't like to run out either.
I've talked to you after you run out, and you always sound like you're a little dejected, a little mad.
We don't like to get to that point.
So tell me about the fishing. You know what? Let's start, you know, species by species, and what lakes they're doing the best on.
Well, they're still getting some nice looking bluegills out of South Lake. They're doing some pike out there and some walleye.
Okay.
Getting some real nice bass. Big Lake about the same. They're getting some perch out there, some nice perch, and they're getting a few muskies out of both lakes right now. I haven't heard of any big ones, but they are getting some 28, 30 inch muskies right now.
So. No. Hold on a second. Time out. You're telling me there's muskie in Big Lake? I thought they were only in South Lake.
Well, I had a gentleman in this morning and said he caught 3 of them yesterday.
Well, I guess they can pass.
Right, yeah, they can pass through the creek, so.
You know, the outlet or inlet or whatever you want to call it, the stream that
connects
them.
Yeah, he 4 of them down, they were a muskie, so.
Well, I've not heard that. That's a first for me, but, you know, I don't fish over that way all that often in the lakes, so.
It'll probably travel back across is what'll happen. The muskie probably got up in there, and then he'll say, nope, don't want to do this, and go back. So,
yeah, the habitat in South Lake is much more muskie-oriented,
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He might be, and he was probably fishing by the mouth of it or something like that, so he just went back across. So.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah,
yeah,
you know, and I talk to a lot of fishermen over that way. I've never heard that.
This was a first for me this morning, too, so.
Well, since you brought up muskie, before we talk about the other species, have you heard anything from Tequamanon River?
I have not.
It's a little
early. I know there were some guys headed out there today, so.
Yeah, it's the right kind of day with the weather blowing in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what is it cloudy there yet? Is it raining yet?
No, it's just cloudy.
Okay. All right, well, let's talk about the bluegills. What are they getting the bluegills on?
Would be small leeches, crawlers, waxworms, and leafworms.
Okay. And then what about the walleye?
Leeches and crawlers.
Any perch being caught?
A few. I don't have a lot. There's some guys targeting them. They're getting a few of them out there. Some okay. pretty nice ones. So.
Talking mostly Big Lake?
Yes. Yes, okay. Mostly Big Lake.
All right. And then any other bass fishermen?
They've been getting some nice bass out there.
It's been a banner year for bass, especially.
Yes. Yes. So. Been an awesome year for bass out there.
Are you selling any lures more than another that folks want, you know, should come take a look for?
Rapalas and flicker shads.
Rapalas and flicker shads. Any colors?
It's been a mixed bag on the colors.
Yeah.
Usually blue and white and gray and silver are your best colors. So.
Anything else you want to throw in? Anything new going on in your shop there? I know you're always expanding your muskie selection.
Oh, yeah. We've expanded a lot of stuff in here. Best thing to do is just come check us out, and we'll do our best to give you a hand and get you fishing.
Mick's Bait Shop in Curtis. Thank you very much for joining us again. Back
hey, thank you, Adam.
I appreciate it. Take care.
Bye.
This is The Outdoor Show.